Morning, all. We are up to Perek Chet, Mishnah Gimel in Shkalim. So the Mishnah is dealing with the following case. We said so far that if a person finds Kelim in Yerushalayim, and if you find vessels in Jerusalem, then in general you do assume that they actually are Tahor, except for maybe a few cases that we laid out. However, that's only, can I use the knife right? In general, will it make my food tummy or will it do something tummy? But let's say I find vessels and I want to use them for carbonos. I want to use them for some sort of sanctified purpose. So in that situation, we generally will assume that they're not going to be tummy, and we'll see exactly how this lays out as follows. So sakin, shenim seis ba'arba asar. Let's say I find a knife on the ground in Jerusalem, and I find it on the 14th of Nisan. So the question is, am I allowed to use it to shecht my Korban Pesach? So says the Mishnah, if I find a regular shechting knife on the 14th of Nisan, then shochet b'miyad, I am allowed to use it to slaughter my Korban Pesach immediately. However, b'shlosh asar, if I found it on the 13th of Nisan, shone umatbil, a person has to assume that it is tameh, and they do have to tovel it again. The reason why is because the 14th of Nisan is the day that I'm going to be shechting my Korban Pesach. So we can assume that if you find it on the street, on the 14th, that probably whoever dropped it, they probably already tovel it. However, if you find it on the 13th, then you would assume, you know what, maybe it was not exactly tovel yet, because someone was thinking I'll tovel it tonight or something like that, because I have a whole day before the 14th. So therefore, again, the 14th you can use it, the 13th you cannot use it. You have to tovel it again. You have to immerse it again to make sure that it is going to be pure. The kofitz, what about a kofitz? Kofitz is it's a big knife. It's like a meat cleaver. So what's the issue with a meat cleaver? So why does it not have the same status as a regular knife for shechting? Because a meat cleaver is this big knife that you use to cut, you chop through bones and all these things. We know the Korban Pesach that you can't break a bone of the Korban Pesach. So therefore, you would assume that it's not for the Korban Pesach. So what do you do? What is the status of a meat cleaver that you find on the street? So the Mishnah says, "Bein bazeh ubein bazeh shonei matbil." Whether you find it on the 13th or the 14th of Nisan, you have to go and bring it to the mikvah, right? Because since you couldn't use it for the Korban Pesach, therefore you would assume that no one was careful to tovel it even on the 14th. So therefore, on the 13th or the 14th, you have to make sure that you have to purify it again. But let's say Chal Arba Asar LeYospa Shabbos. What about in a situation when the 14th of Nisan actually occurs on Shabbos? So says the Mishnah, shockingly, Shochet Ba Miyad. You actually can use the meat. You actually can use the meat cleaver immediately to shecht your. The shecht your Korban Pesach, and the reason why is because there would be an assumption now that actually the meat cleaver was could be used for a Korban Chagiga, and that you would assume that would have been taken care of before Shabbos, which would have been the 13th of Nisan. So now you find yourself on the 14th, and therefore you can use even the meat cleaver to shecht immediately on the 14th on Pesach now. But Chamisha Asar Shochet B'Miyad, and again, if you find it on the 15th of Nisan, you can assume that it was immersed before Yom Tov and taken care of before Yom Tov, and therefore if you find it on the 15th, you can also use the meat cleaver immediately. But let's say nimseis kashura lesakin. Let's say you find the meat cleaver tied to a regular knife, to a regular slaughtering knife. In that situation as well, harei zoka sakin. It has the same halacha as the knife. In a regular situation, you find it on the 14th, you could use it. You find it on the 13th, you cannot use it before you tovel it. Okay. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Gimel. Now Mishnah Dalet. Paroches shenit meis bevlada tuma. So the Mishnah wants to know the following situation. Let's say I have a curtain in the Beis Hamikdash, and when we say curtain, really in theory it's talking about any of the kelim, but for various reasons the Torah taught us about wants to teach us this halacha using a paroches, using a curtain. Seemingly the reason why is because we're going to see the final malachos about how you would lay it out. These malachos of how you would lay out the paroches to dry or things like that are very particular to this curtain, and so that's why they use this as an example. So parochas shenit meis bevlada tuma. Let's say you have a curtain hanging in the base of English that becomes tummy through a vlada tuma, which is like a secondary tuma, right? That means there's an avatuma, that's the primary, and then there's vlada, so there's a secondary. So it became tummy by coming into contact with a secondary tuma. So matbilano, so bifnim, so says the Mishnah, so this level of tuma is not so great. So we can even bring it to a mikvah on the premises to purify. We're not so concerned about it. Machlisano samiyar, and then we can immediately bring it back and hang it up in its proper place. And you don't have to wait for nightfall. You don't have to wait until once the sun has already set. The eshin is meis ba'avatuma. But let's say you have a curtain that what became tummy through an ava tumah, right? That's a primary form of tumah. So in that situation, matbilin osa b'chutz, we should tovel it outside of the main temple area. V'shotchen osa b'chel, and how do you dry it? What do you do with it? You can lay it out in the chel. The chel is an area outside of the temple courtyard, outside of the women's courtyard, and so it was an area that was in some senses designated to lay out the paruchas to dry. Vim haisa chadasha, but let's say it was a beautiful new paruchas. It's a shame to let the beautiful new paruchas be laid out somewhere where no one's going to see it. So in that situation, if it's a brand new beautiful paruchas, shotchen osa al gag ha'itztaba, you should lay it out on the top of the roof. I think we've spoken about the itztaba before. It was a roof that sort of overhung benches in the temple court on Har Abayis. So you should lay it out on that roof. Why? K'day she'yiru ha'am es melachtan she'hina'ayah, so the people can see how gorgeous it is. So they can see the beautiful handiwork of this, and then that'll drive them to want to give more donations to the base of Miglish, because you could have more beautiful things like this in the base of Miglish. So that is the halacha for the paruchas. But again, it applies to all vessels as well. You would assume that brings us to the end of Mishnah Dal. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Hay. But for now, we'll stop right here.